I'm at the First Baptist Church, and it's a wonderful opportunity to interview that lovely and talented Basha Bilat from London, Ontario. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So I know I've seen you several times live, and it's the first time to interview you.
Yeah.
So you released your second album, Hire My Own. How's the response been?
Great. It's been really nice. The shows have been amazing, and yeah, I've been having a wonderful time.
How long did it take to record Hire My Own?
You know, it actually took a while. There's some a little bit of debate between me and my friend Howard, who I co-produced the record with, as to how long it took. So it's maybe I don't want to say on the record in case he calls me up and yells at me. Depending on when you want the start date to be, depends.
How important was Howard Billman producing the album?
How important?
Yeah, was he to producing it?
Oh, well, we did it together, actually. Yeah. So, you know, we were working as a team, really. Yeah.
So there was no challenges, anything?
Oh, well, you know, like, every sort of working situation is going to have some challenges, but it's about problem solving, so he's a great problem solver.
I know that the song Hire My Own was performed around 2007 at various concerts.
Yes, I've had it for a while.
Yeah. What songs were written before the second album?
All the songs were written before the second album.
Yeah. So it was backlogged.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Well, I was writing all these songs while I was traveling, while I was touring.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of collecting them. Yeah. And then by the time it came to record, I had most of them already played live a few times.
So which songs was considered new, as in last year from in the album?
Oh, well, most of them are new. Yeah. I would say most of them are new, yeah. What do I hold? Oh, the maid or the
mother, I'll be only the new man of red wine. So the song Hire My Own has become a favorite of mine when you sang live. So what's the meaning to that song?
Well, Heart of My Own is something I was writing when I was looking for some way to feel really rooted, no matter where I was, where I was singing it, just some way to sort of feel like myself anywhere that I would be in the world. So that's kind of where it comes from.
And for the shore, what's so unique about that song?
What is so unique about that song? What do you think? What do you think?
I find it so lovely and soothing.
Aw, thanks.
Which harp is it?
I play the harp. It's like a lap harp that I play with hammers.
Right.
And I guess I was looking for peace of mind when I was writing it. So
I just wrote down the hammer harp.
Yeah.
It somewhat tingles my mind.
Yeah.
So I like the part when the hammer just starts bouncing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a fun one to play for sure. Close to the smoke, far from the fire of your harbor. And if I am awake this time, I'll know.
So can you give us a summary of your tracks from Heart of My Own? Like, what was interesting and inspiring?
Oh, in terms of... Well, the whole record is kind of, I guess it's reflective of the fact that I was performing live a lot. So I think trying out all these songs on the road and playing live so much kind of influenced the fact that how I was going to record it, basically. Anytime that you ask me,
the promise you can never keep. I was surprised with Gold Rush. It sounded almost like from the CD.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, whoa. And another favorite's Walk You Down. I guess because when I played it live around last year, I just somewhat liked it because it was just so fast.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, too, is that we were recording it as much as possible together as though we would be playing it live.
Yeah.
So it's trying to be kind of in that same way, yeah.
now to a different question. Like, which musicians or bands do you often see a lot?
What bands do I see a lot?
Yeah, like, good friends with.
Oh, I see people. I mean, the problem is that when you're on tour, you don't really see anybody a lot. Yeah. You just sort of cross paths, hope to cross paths with people. But I'm going to be touring with Katie Salmanis. Yeah, we're going across Canada, which is really exciting, because we did the East before when we came here with you guys.
Yeah.
And then now we're going out West, and I just did East with Baluyas, which was really great. They're really cool, and they're amazing, actually. Yeah, so it was really fun.
And which are artists you love to wish to collaborate with?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many. I'm hoping that maybe me and Casey from Obishu can do something together one day. Might be news to her, though.
Yeah. To this day, how come Little One has not been performed live?
Oh, gosh, I keep forgetting that we haven't done Little One in Ottawa. Yeah. This is terrible, and I know that you like that song. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, we'll have to do it for the next one, I promise.
So I wrote down, is it because it's a sad song or you just need a good viola player?
No. It's sometimes it can be tough to sing that song. Sometimes, yeah. Before you can tell, you will be swallowed up into the giant well. We've been waiting here where we've been for years.
Is it difficult to apply for funding and creating a music video?
Yeah, it is actually sometimes. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of bands. But you know, it's really lucky that we even have funding to begin with, so it's great.
I was told that Video Fact got changed to a new name.
Yeah, I think it's called Much Fact now. It's owned by Much Music. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it's still great that it still exists, and it's great that there is still, you know, a funding body and some funding available for bands. Just now it's, you know, people are competing. Yeah, that's how it works.
Is there a challenge to shooting music videos?
A challenge to it?
Like,
well, everything has its own challenges. I mean, every kind of project you take on is going to have things, and really it's just about solving problems. When things come up, you just, you know, don't get discouraged by it. You just find a way to work around it.
So it takes a lot of takes and cuts?
It can.
And so what's the next music video that's being planned?
That's a secret.
Oh. And speaking of TV related, I know that car companies have been struggling lately. I noticed that a song of yours has been played on a Subaru car commercial. What was your reaction to that?
You know, it was just every kind of time that something like that comes up, it's just, you know, you kind of think about it, and it's a really personal decision, so you just kind of take it where, you know, you take it really seriously. Yeah. It's not the decision that you make lightly.
Yeah. How's the tour been so far?
It's been great. I mean, playing here has been incredible. I can't believe it. Really, just a real dream come true. It's been wonderful.
Do you like the church setting and locale?
Well, you know, what's great about playing in a church is that it can be all ages, which is really important to me, as much as possible. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do as much as possible in Canada now that I can. Yeah. When you're starting out, you kind of have to play bars. And, you know, hopefully I'll get to do more all-ages shows and play in all sorts of different kind of interesting venues.
How's the churches in Canada so far?
Well, I've only done a few. Done three. Well, I guess I was opening for Owen Pallett in Halifax. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be able to have a lot of people from all sort of different ages and backgrounds coming to the show.
So has the tour been grinding and draining?
No, not at all. No. I love being on the road.
That's cool.
If I hadn't drowned up there, then the night before the storm took hold, I know I would find them gold.
So what do you love about Ottawa?
Ottawa, well, first of all, something about Ottawa and the people here are, like, so nice and happy all the time and just crazy supportive of my music. And it's just the nicest feeling to come here and people are so giving. They really, really are giving people. And so it's been wonderful. Sometime now. And I mean, a music video in the Olive Valley, which is so, you know, it's a really beautiful place. I still have yet to been skating. I haven't skated yet on the Rideau Canal, though, which is terrible. It's a number of times I've been here, and it's never been possible. So maybe tomorrow morning if we get a chance.
So what do you think of the crowd and fans in Ottawa compared to other cities?
Every city is unique and different and great in its own way. If you're looking to start a competition with somebody...
No, just in general, like, what do you think?
Well,
like,
Ottawa's been really kind to me. I'm extremely grateful for the support that my fans in Ottawa have given me, and it's really amazing how giving and generous the crowds are here. Very generous and wonderful people, yeah.
So what's your favorite venue in Ottawa that you love performing?
This must be it, I think. Well, I mean, I haven't played every venue, yeah. But I really have loved playing the First Baptist Church. It's been wonderful.
So that's the second time for me to see
you.
Yeah. And what's your favorite food in Ottawa?
Food in Ottawa. Well...
I've been told that shawarmas have been...
I mean, I haven't had the shawarmas, actually. What have I had? We haven't had a chance to eat out so much in Ottawa.
Okay.
We usually get snacks backstage or something.
If I ever found the cause of this sadness, I know it would be impossible to keep the vision against.
And I remember you were a radio host. What was that like?
Oh, it was so much fun. I had a radio show for a number of years with my friend Holly Kosh, who actually plays ukulele with me sometimes. And it was amazing. I mean, I have a real soft spot for college radio, and I love listening to it whenever I'm home or if I'm traveling. Whatever city, I try and find out what the college station is because it's usually the best music you can find on the airwaves.
I know I started in October.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
Steps that nearly knocked me down in the room. The tower is gone.
Do you miss being on the radio?
I do. Yeah. I do. It was fun. But it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
It'd have to be like me and Holly doing a show together Tuesday mornings at CHRW. It'd have to be the same. And even then, it's hard to recreate that. Right? So.
Yeah. Do you have any funny stories from outside of Canada, like from your tours? Anything that's unique?
Every city, that's the thing. It's hard to like just pick one. We played a show in a place called Handelbers, which is in Ghent in Belgium, and the venue is absolutely beautiful and the show was amazing. Great people, great sound, but there was a host and he was incredibly wonderful and kind, but everybody spoke Flemish, so we had no idea what was going on, and there was a bunch of bands playing kind of in the round, and it was really great because everybody was so good and everybody in the audience was so kind. But the host, anytime he would announce us, would have sort of a long introduction in Flemish, and we have no idea what he's saying. And then all of a sudden, da da da, Bashevulat, and then, oh my God, we have to play. Here we go. You know, get our stuff together. And so, there's actually some videos I think from that show online. Yeah.
Final question: do you have a good luck charm before you go on stage?
What do I do before I go on stage? Oh, you know, we usually just do, you know, give a little hug to everybody or something. You know, something like that.
That's mighty cool. So thank you for taking time to do an interview, and it was a great show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and I hope to see you again.
Yeah, that'd be nice.